At the 2012 Farm Progress Show, my first interview, and it's almost kind of a tradition here, Gene Hempel, who is with me, at the media tent, which is sponsored once again this year by New Holland. And Gene, I think, has been here for well over 20 years doing this. And Gene, it's great to see you here. What have you got put together for the media to do their work when they come to the show?
Well, first I'll say it's very proper for you to say I have been here 26 years now, and probably 50% of the broadcasters weren't born when I first had my first run at the media tent. But no, it's going to be a very good show. You could probably look around and see yourself. There are more permanent buildings now than there were last year, and there'll probably be more next year. As one person locally commented to me, it looks a lot better after the Farm Progress Show leaves, not just seeing barren land, but actually seeing some buildings left behind. A lot of things have changed with the show this year. For one is that some of the exhibitors have expanded their space and are getting a little bit more into gardening with how they are making presentations with the mulching and plants and the marketing specialist for the Farm Progress Show, who's been here 8 years, Dina Morgan, said in all 8 years she's never seen the show look so beautiful. But we're also going to see a lot of new technology here. I know New Holland has a good lineup of technology and some things that are going to be surprise that the farmers are going to like to use on their Androids and their iPhones, and we'll have more about that later.
Yeah, I know. I got a kind of a long list of some of the new things we're going to learn and see from New Holland here, and we certainly appreciate New Holland's support making our coverage possible. As we look at this, I think this is the best weather forecast we've also ever had for the Farm Progress Show.
I believe it's 0% precipitation all week. So,
yes, and that's a good one, although these streets are now, they're graveled. It just keeps on improving year to year, and I think the permanent sites have made that possible, of course. But here at the media tent, you're expecting quite a few media to show up, I understand.
I think we have about 300 and some pre-registered to come. And hopefully they all won't be in the tent at the same time, or the temperature might go up to about 150. But it is a good turnout with the media, and that represents media from Europe, from South America, that are regulars to come. So we are expecting a good turnout.
Well, we appreciate having this place to work out of. It's great. I've already been online. Know the internet access is working well, and that's really important to us in the media today. So thanks again, Gene. It's great to see you here. We're going to probably have a chance to visit again before this is all over. We're just kicking off here. This is kind of the day before the official opening. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.